ABC Radio Australia.
Now, with confirmation that New Caledonia is in the midst of yet another dengue fever outbreak, it's timely that the World Mosquito Program is about to start a new initiative in the French Pacific Territory, which is aimed at neutralising the insects that carry the dengue virus. The latest dengue outbreak in New Caledonia, the second this year, is centred on the capital, Noumea, with more than 100 confirmed cases so far. In Papua New Guinea, meanwhile, the big concern this year has been a dramatic rise in the number of malaria cases. Against that background, the search for a vaccine and better treatments goes on. But as Lauren Beldy reports, where dengue and also chikungunya are concerned, the scientists are making significant headway.
Pour lutter contre la dengue et le chikungunya, détruisons les gîtes larvaires.
People throughout the Pacific would be familiar with campaigns such as this one, encouraging people to turn over containers, fill up used tyres with soil, and clear out their drains to stop mosquitoes breeding and spreading viruses like dengue. For most, the disease is severely unpleasant, but for some, it can be deadly. In New Caledonia, there were 4,000 cases and 10 deaths from the disease between September 2016 and June the following year. Professor Cameron Simmons is the Director of Impact Assessment at the World Mosquito Program.
A big public health problem for which existing methods of dengue control don't work sufficiently well to eliminate the problem. Mosquitoes have developed resistance to common insecticides. There's no dengue vaccine that's being used in the Pacific. And so we're really, really short of tools, and hence World Mosquito Program's Wolbachia method really fills an unmet need.
Wolbachia is a naturally occurring bacteria that prevents the transmission of viruses like dengue, chikungunya and Zika when it infects some mosquitoes. The World Mosquito Program releases the bacteria carrying insects into the wild, which then breed with local populations until most of them carry Wolbachia. In 2019, the program will start in New Caledonia's capital, Noumea. Professor Simmons says they're seeing good results in the three other Pacific nations where they've established a program.
So far, so good. We've not seen dengue transmission occurring in locations where we've established Wolbachia, but I would say it's still very early days, and the cycle of dengue outbreaks through the Pacific, it's not a every year event. It tends to be one big year followed by one or two quiet years, and so really the full public health benefit of Wolbachia deployments we expect to be measurable over a period of 2 to 3 years.
But while Wolbachia is tackling some mosquito-borne diseases, others remain harder to beat. The World Health Organization's World Malaria Report noted that after an unprecedented period of success in controlling the disease, global progress has stalled. And the 2018 malaria survey from Papua New Guinea's Institute of Medical Research showed a dramatic increase in the country's malaria infections over the past few years, from 50,000 in 2014 to more than 430,000 in 2017. Dr. Leanne Robinson is a senior research fellow and was the Institute's head of the Vector-Borne Diseases Unit.
We did achieve substantial declines in cases and prevalence, but I think it becomes more difficult as time goes on from when those interventions are scaled up. And it's even more difficult again in countries where there's considerable challenges in terms of infrastructure and distribution of commodities and really maintaining a really strong health system and ensuring ready access to these kinds of interventions.
Professor Cameron Simmons says the science around using Wolbachia in mosquitoes that transmit malaria is still in its infancy.
Globally, there's around 45 different Anopheles mosquitoes that can transmit the malaria parasite. And so that's 45 different mosquitoes potentially that you have to target to have a global impact on malaria. So that's a very challenging task.
For the moment, Dr. Robinson says health authorities should put renewed effort into control measures that have been proven to be effective.
I think it's really important to ensure that first and foremost, we have really strong coverage and importantly, uptake of the interventions that we already know work.